You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
No Alice today, but on the line we have got Rand Hazou, who is one of the presenters of a really special collection of shows happening at the Basement Theatre this week called the Gaza Dialogues. Kia ora, Rand, how are you this morning?
Morning, I'm very good, thanks for having me on.
Oh, thanks for speaking with us. Tell us a wee bit about this project. What is the Gaza Dialogues all about?
Okay, so the end of last year we staged at Auckland University with Professor Nick Rowe a reading of the Gaza monologue. So these are a series of monologues written by youth from Gaza that was collected and put together by a Palestinian theatre called Ashtar. And they run theatre programs in Gaza for children, so using arts and arts therapy as a way of engaging youth. And so through their programs, they got youth to write a series of monologues about their experiences and their hopes and dreams living in Gaza. This was around the 2008-2009 bombing, the last, you know, one of those big kind of military interventions by Israel and the bombing of Gaza City, etc. So they wrote about their experiences during that conflict. And Ashtar had put this kind of collection of monologues up online as a script and asked people all over the world to stage readings of it as a fundraiser so they can continue doing their kind of youth outreach work. So we staged an event end of last year at Auckland Uni that was really well attended. We had really great speakers, you know, some politicians were involved, some theatre actors and artists. And so it was a great event. And this time around, we had the artist, a young director called Honi Taukiri came up to me and said he was keen to do something, you know, in terms of arts and engagement with Palestine Kopapa. And he suggested that the Basement Theatre has a week free. And out of this whole idea of a small mini festival emerged. And the idea is we're calling it the Gaza Dialogues because we're trying to connect artists with members of the wider Palestinian community to form a kind of community, I guess, in the hope that this will lead to other collaboration, artistic collaborations down the track. So the focus is mainly about activating community and using the amazing venue of the Basement Theatre to make that happen. So we've kind of thought, so this is going to run from tonight, Tuesday, through to Saturday, the 8th, and every night there's going to be a different art form. So it's starting again with an abridged version of the Gaza monologues as the kind of, you know, the catalyst, I guess. Then we're moving into music dialogues tomorrow night. On Thursday night, we've got dance. Friday, we've got poetry dialogues. And then we're finishing with some play readings on Saturday evening. And each event, again, is designed to kind of connect emerging artists, more established artists, but also members of the Palestinian community.
It's an amazing collection of people who've come together to support this. And I'm really interested in what, I guess it says in the almost mission statement for this project, about the proceeds are going to Ashtar Theatre. And I wondered if you could speak a little bit about why specifically that is the focus of this one. Why art, I guess, is important in the context of a genocide, because there's a lot of, you know, very pressing, urgent action that needs to happen. But why is art important in that discussion?
Well, look, arts and culture has always been part of the Palestine liberation struggle, right from the start. We don't differentiate between, forms of struggle, you know, and the importance of creating art and exhibiting art. So that's always been there. But Ashtar has a particular special place as well because it's a theatre company that's based in Ramallah in the West Bank, but they've for a long time been running these theatre programs for youth in Gaza, and one of the few Palestinian theatre companies that does them. So their work is really important, and they use theatre with art therapy and with other wraparound services to use the arts as a way to engage youth. And that is really important because we know through decades of the trauma from Israeli bombings and etc. that the youth have a lot of kind of psychological and spiritual and social problems, particularly in Gaza. And the arts becomes a really powerful way to provide therapeutic change, but also give youth a space where they can express themselves, mm-hmm. they can build up confidence. So it serves lots of important, you know, functions here. It's part of art, is a part of the, and culture is part of the political struggle, mm-hmm. but it also has this utility of therapy and therapeutic impact. But also, it's a kind of a form of communication. So what is really wonderfully engaging about the Gaza monologues, these series of stories written by youth, is that it's stories about youth from told from their perspective, yeah. and their hopes and dreams and what they aspire to. And we don't hear those stories in the public discourse, right? Particularly through our mainstream media. So that's why that becomes important as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think anybody who's been to, you know, a protest over the last 6 months will have also possibly noticed there is a great showing of you know, music, culture, things like that are really important in the delivery of a movement or the kind of gathering of people around a movement as well. What are you hoping, or who are you hoping can come along to this? What would you sort of recommend people expect when they're stepping into this space this week?
That's a tricky one, because actually there has been some reservations from even within members of the Palestinian community here coming to protest, who are slightly have reservations about wanting music or dance at protest because they are grieving, and they something about Palestinians here or Palestinians in the diaspora, I think, that associate, you know, culture with festivity, you know, and the idea of celebration.
Mm.
But, you know, for people like me who've been to the West Bank and can see at any opportunity, you know, children are encouraged to sing, to dance. You know, these are really important parts, as I said, as part of the struggle. So it's been an interesting thing to watch. And so this is part of an effort to really engage the wider community and the artists that are here that are politically minded. You know, people like Red Fountain set up the artists for ceasefire early on in the struggle, in the most recent conflict that we're seeing. So there's a real community of engaged artists that want to be involved. So this is part of it, trying to find ways to get that community to engage with the Kaupapa and hopefully build relationships that might lead to other collaborations down the track. But this is also part of a conversation that we're having with the Palestinian community here and the wider Arab community here. You know, particularly those more conservative elements of our community, to say, hey, you know, engaging with culture and art is part of the struggle too, and we shouldn't be afraid to celebrate at times, because it means that we're still alive, we're still here, you know, we still have strong culture. So that's what this event is about. Really, I'm just trying to create. We're trying to all create space to allow artists emerging and established to really connect with Palestinian community members and create those relationships. And who knows what it will lead to down the track. You know,
absolutely.
If a small poetry, you know, book comes out of this with new political poetry, with a collection of more established poets and young emerging Palestinian poets, that would be fantastic, you know. If it led to a full-blown theatre production down the track, or a concert, music concert, or even a dance, show or performance, that would be really wonderful. That's the kind of thing that we're hoping this will lead to.
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be a very special week. Kicking off tonight, the Gaza monologues, a reading of 15 monologues by young Gazans, and then tomorrow, the Gaza music dialogues. Thursday, the Gaza dance dialogues. Friday, the Gaza poetry dialogues. And then Saturday, the Gaza theatre dialogues. Rand, thank you so much for speaking with us. Tickets for this from the Basement Theatre website. It's in the studio. Get along and support. And as we mentioned as well, all proceeds from the Gaza dialogues are being sent to Ashtar Theatre. Thank you, Rand, for speaking with us. Best of luck for this week.
My pleasure.
Kia ora.
Thank you so much. You take care.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.